Okay, today's daf is Ervin Yerushalmi, daf Chav Gimel, and we are in Chav Gimel with Aleph on top. We're up to the second answer to the stira between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Meseches Sukkah, where the Mishnah in Sukkah are recorded regarding Eruv. You have Taman Tanina, and we have over there mentioned the Mishnah in the second parak in Sukkah on Chav Beis Mabeis, Gemara quoted it, that there's a type of sukkah that is supported by a tree. Ksher bein olam labiyantiv. You can't go up in it on yantiv. Sounds like the pashup shot is that before we changed our understanding, but the havamina was that it was supported by the schach is supported by the tree, and the worry is that when you go in, you might put stuff on the schach and you might use the schach, which is called Studei Ilan, this tree, and then there's one step removed from the tree, like the schach. So it sounds like from that Mishnah that it is usher to use, and here it says that it is mutter to use, right? If it's within under 10 tefachim in the tree, then you're still allowed to move it. So that's Studei Ilan. So we had one answer given yesterday, and that is no. There's a difference between Kalamala Kamenatzad. Maybe it's referring to a case where the sukkah is actually on the tree, and therefore you're using the tree, not just using the stud, the Elon. That was answer number one. That was Reb Yirmiya. So now we're up to the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Reb Yossi. Amar Reb Yosa, Bein Hacha, Bein Taman, whether it's the Brisa that says under 10 Tvachim, here is going to be allowed to you for your Erev, Bein Taman, whether it's in the Mishnah, Minatzadi. Right, it's talking about the schach supported by the tree, not by the tree itself. So my kadun, what's the issue? Kai demar Reb Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Zeira, was what we mentioned yesterday. The brisa is that says it is allowed. Reb Shimon Elazar he. It's Reb Shimon Elazar that who holds the Tani. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer mutter l'shtamish al tzadei behema b'shabes. He tzadei behema v'tzadei ilan. Maybe that's Reb Shimon Elazar shita who holds that it's mutter to use tzadei behema. We're comparing Studei Behema and Studei Ilan, just like there's an Issa Drabbanan on Shabbos to use a tree. There's an Issa Drabbanan on Shabbos to use an animal, right? Because you might ride an animal and rip off a branch. But so too, Reb Shimon Elazar says that Studei Behema, one step removed, is mutter. And that's why the Shita, the Brisa that says it's mutter, is talking about, is like following that Shita of Reb Shimon Elazar. But the other Shita is holding that Studei Behema and Studei Ilan are both Asur, and the only thing that would be Mutter is Studei Ilan or Behema, which is what we said yesterday, is what we paskin. Right? So this is a chilek, that we could put in, Lamaisa. I didn't get to read it at the end of the shiur last time, but, Shilam and Vav is the siman in Shulchan Aruch that talks all about these halachas about using trees and, extensions, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Olim Be'ilan. Right? There's an Issa D'Rabbanan to climb a tree on Shabbos. On Yantif, Bein Lach Bein Yavish, whether it is a live tree or it is a dried out tree. Vein Nitzlimbo, and you can't hang things on it. Vein Mishtamshim Bein Mechuba L'Karka Klal. What is that allowed to use anything that's Mechuba L'Karka? To use it, right? Let's say I want to lean on a tree in order to tie my shoe. So that's not allowed. Even if the tree's not going to move. If the tree's going to move, that's moving muksa. But even if the tree is a very thick tree, it's not going to move anywhere to lean on it. So if it's under three tefachim, it's just a tree stump. I want to put my shoe on in order to tie. That's mutter, because under three tefachim, we said in the Braisa yesterday, is okay. But if it's above three tefachim, that's an isra of hishtamshus, the ilan on Shabbos. Right? Gzeira, shema yalav yitlosh, chazal, asert, all usages of trees, I might come to climb the tree and rip off a branch. All of ilan b'Shabbos, then you get into the whole discussion. What if you went up on a tree on Shabbos? If you went up before Shabbos, you have to stay there the whole Shabbos. Are we kones? Do we fine you? You went up in the tree? B'shogeg mutter leirid, b'mezid also leirid. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch is machalik to mezid and shogeg. B'malam mibod yom, if you went up on Friday, b'chol gavni mutter leirid b'machshecha shecha. Then you could come down if you didn't go up on Shabbos. Ramah continues, v'davka adam sha'ala sham avalam hiniach sham chefetz mi ba'od yom, also litlam misham Shabbos. Maybe if a person goes up, we might allow him to come down. But if you put something in the tree on Shabbos, right, taking it off is a problem. Right, and that's using a tree, because taking something off of a tree is considered using a tree. Right, you might have said, what do you mean? You're just removing. But we say that's just, that's taking out. Right, this comes up also by Tevilas Kalim. Taking something out of a non-toveled kli. Is that called using the kli? Or is that called, no, you're just removing something from the kli. So, obviously, we try to which had a tovel. The Shulchan Aruch continues, the Ramah continues, and says, Avokanim Arachim Ki Yerek Mutzer L'Shamish Be'em Avavish Mechum B'Karka Dein Asa L'Shamish Be'Yerek. Are you allowed to sit on the grass on Shabbos? Yeah, you're allowed to sit on the grass on Shabbos. Make sure not to pull it out. That's not called using. That's less than three tzachim from the ground. That was not included in the Gzeira of Hishtamshus Be'ilan. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says what the chilek that we said, and that is, Stade, even Stade Ilan, one step removed, is also Usur, but just Stade, Stade, the two steps removed, that would be allowed. That's later on in Sif Yud Gimel. Also, L'shamish bit Stade ha'ilan aval bit Sidate Stadin Mutter. Stade Stalin is Mutter. Again, there's a lot here that's discussed, making sure that you don't, this is all about grass and trees, not throwing seeds, not doing the Tilos Yadayim on the grass. Sick ratio, not the going or walking on the grass if you're for sure going to rip out, if someone's wearing cleats, or running through, tall grass. Okay, so that's a little bit about Hishtapshus B'ilan, and the Gemara's Chilak here about, Machlokas Tanoim between Stade and Stade Stade. Okay, we continue. So now, the next part of the Mishnah had said that, remember the accessibility, and you and your, Erev have to be in the same place. So the first part of the Mishnah was spoken about trees. If it's above 10 Tfachim, it's not a good Erev because you can't get there. It's under 10 Tfachim, it is a good Erev. And the next line said, Nasnum Babor, if you put it in a pit, even if it's Amok 100 Amos, it's an Erev. Even if the pit is 100 Amos down, it's an Erev. So the Gemara is bothered. What does that mean? Why is it it's a different Rishus? Right? Isn't the Erev in the Rishus HaYachid, the pit all the way down, and you're on top? Maybe there's a Rishus HaRabim. So says the Gemara, switch the Lushan to Ein. Ein atroa amo kigavoa. Shouldn't you have the same rules as depth, as height? See the Karbata Eda. Amas nisan parach. We're asking on the Mishnah. Diktarni nastu babara filo amok mea amahariza erif. Right? The Mishnah said that if it's a very deep pit, it's still a good erif. Fakashalai. Habar amuka rishus ayachidi. A bar that's a very deep is rishus ayachid. Fahavile hu bimakam echad veiru bimakam acher. So the same question, why you have limits in height, but you don't have limits in depths? So the Gemara answers, Abba barav chona omer ba'omer shvisaso tachtov. No, maybe the case is where my kavana is to have shvisa in the bottom of the pit. Or the other cases was I had kavana to have shvisa on the ground, not in the tree. But maybe this line is we have kavana to have shvisa in the bottom of the pit. So that is why you and your erev are in the same place, and therefore it is allowed. What's the chiddush then? You might say that, okay, that's pashut, right? If you have kavana to have shvis in the bottom of the pit. So you look in the Pnei Moshe, the first, medium line. The kamash balan, da filu amok harbe, huve eruva betachtiso. Even if it's very deep. Mikal makom, yachalu lios metapeas va'olam metapeas v'yorid. You can climb down. You might say it's a little tricky to get down 100 amos, but you can climb down, go very carefully. And therefore, you could get to your Erev, even though it's a little tricky practically, not halachically, but still, that is okay, and you're both considered in the same rishus. Good. Next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, on, again, the yesterday's daf, chav, beis, and aleph, if you put the Erev on the top of a reed or the top of a pole, as long as it is talush v'na'utz, as long as it is inserted, it's not attached, even if it's 100 amas high, it's still an Erev, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the reason is because it is detached and it was reinserted. Right, what's the issue? But if it wasn't, if it's just on a reed very high, then it wouldn't be an Erev that you would be able to use. Less aplika al Shmuel. Wouldn't this be against Shmuel? Mar Rav Yehuda. B'shem Shmuel tipata b'shem sekorso arba. Didn't we say on yesterday's daf on the top of Amabez, when is there an issue? Like we said, it's in the tree where the tree trunk is four tefachim wide, meaning it's four tefachim wide and ten tefachim high. Therefore, the tree is going to be rishus ayachid. So here, what would be the issue? Right, the Mishnah gives is mashma that if it's on top of a reed, then the air is not going to be a good air. But it's a reed is very skinny on, very narrow on top. It's not four tefachim wide, so it's not rishus ayachid. What is it? Makom ptur. So if it's makom ptur, so then what would be the issue? Why wouldn't it be good to be an eruv? Answer: Amar Rabbi Mana v'husha tia tavla nesuna barosho. Yeah, it must be that there is a board, there's a tray on top of it, and therefore there it is. It is four tefachim wide. and 10 tefachim high. And that's why it wouldn't be against Shmuel, and that would be a separate rishus, right? That's based on good achitz mechitzta. But if you have a board or a surface that you could view the sides as if the walls shoot down, that's good achitz. There's good asik, where the walls shoot up. It comes up often on sukkahs, where you have 10 tefachim high walls, but they don't reach the schach. As long as the schach is on top of the walls, you say good asik as if the walls go up. Here's a case of good achis, where you have a tray or a board on top of this reed, and the eruv is on top of that, so the Gemara says, then that would be, if it's his own reshus, it would be a problem. So what's the difference between whether it's attached or just cut and inserted? Right, the Mishnah says that if it's talush v'na'utz, if it's a detached reed or pole that's stuck in the ground, then it's okay. Then it's okay, l'chari, even if it's for tefachim. It's only if it is attached. So why would that be? So if you look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, it must be that if it's just inserted in, then you have the ability at Bein Hashmashas to bend it down, to take it out of the ground. And therefore, it's not, it's called you're in the same Rishus as the Eruv. But if it's Mechubar, we're worried that you might come, what are you going to do at Bein Hashmashas? You're going to cut it. You're going to cut it. When you bent it, you might cut it, but that's an Issa D'Araisa of Kotzer. And that's not called Tuve Eruba Makom Echad, right? We've said already that you could do, maybe you could violate Shitas Rebbe, Kol Shehu Mishum Shvus, Lo Gazu Mishum Ben Hashmashas. If it's Issa D'Rabbanan, then it's called you and your Eruv in the same Rishus. So if it's Talush, right, you could just remove the whole status of Rishus Yachid. And if you cut it, okay, it's not Kotzer, it's not attached anymore. But if it's attached, that would be worse, and therefore that's why it's called Ein hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad. It's not in the same rishus. Okay, good. We continue now with the Tani Rebbe Elazar. What is this referring to? So if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, fourth white line, if you look there, Tani Rebbe Elazar. Tani Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar de Masisan de Amar. What was Rebbe Elazar saying in the Mishnah? Rebbe Elazar said, if you don't know where the key is, you don't know where the key is. And if you remember, there was a machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tanakama said, if you locked it and the key is lost, it's still a good Eruv. And Rabbi Elazar said, no, if Ein Yadua, if you don't know where the key is, then it's not a good Eruv. And we Medayik, the Rashba said, if you have no idea where the key is, if you know the Eruv is in the right spot, you just don't remember. Sometimes that happens in life. Now, you know you put something in a safe spot, you just don't remember where that safe spot is. So it takes a little time to remember. That's the Rashba's diet. If you remember you put it in a good spot, but you just don't remember, eventually you'll remember. Eventually you remember. The only issue with the Rebbe Elazar is if you have no idea where the key is. You have no idea where the key is. You lost it. So commenting on that, is this Bryce so expanding? Maybe it depends where you are. Where you are. Says the Gemara, Im basade avad, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Im basade avad, if you lost it in the field, in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, then even if you would find it, you wouldn't be able to bring it. Ein Eruv HaEruv. Then it's not a good Eruv. Im be'ir avad, but if you lost it in the city, so then I raise the Eruv, right? Then it would be a good Eruv. Why? In basa de avad ein eruva Eruv, she yachal havio derech shvisa. Because if it's out in the field, you wouldn't be able to bring it, derech shvisa. That means even if it's an iser derabana, derech shvisa for the word shvus, you wouldn't be able to bring it in from the field. The field is a karmelus, you'll be able to bring it in. So the Mefarshim explained, maybe this shita, this Brisa or Belazar, is arguing on the shita that we said of Rebbe, that if you could violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're allowed to violate Issa D'Rabbanan during Menash Mashos. So maybe he does not hold of that. That's why if you've lost it in the field where you would have to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, even if you would find it, so then that would be a problem, and that's why it's not a good air. In Be'ir Ava, but if it's in the city, that's an enclosed area with walls around it, Hareza Erev, Shu Yachalo Avio, Derech Ptur. Because then you would be able to bring it without violating any Isser. So that's the Brisa expanding on Rebbe Elazar. So when Rebbe Elazar says, if you lost the key in the Mishnah, it's not a good Erev. That's only if you lost the key somewhere. If you found it, you'd have to carry it through a Makom Isser, even if it's a Durabanan. But if it's in a city where you know it's in the house somewhere, but you just can't find it, so then that would not be a problem. Because even if you would find it, it would be you'd be able to open the trunk, open the box. So the Gemara says, Yas I'm Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar sounds like he makes sense. My time under Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan say it's a good Eruv? Right, if you lost it in the field. So parenthetically, some of our ship say, well, we could have answered that the Rabbanan hold like Shitas Rebbe that says even if you violate it, it's a Rabbanan, it's mutter. So the Gemara could have answered that. But the Gemara is, I guess, answering, even Lashita so. Even if you want to say that we don't hold like Rebbe, that even if the Rabbanans are not mutter during Banash Bashas, there's another way to answer that. And this is what the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza as well. Amar Rebbe Ba, Bereder of Papi, the Rebbe Meir He. The Shita, our Mishnah, that says that if you lost the key, it's good at Erev because it's still considered you and your Erev in the same place, is Rebbe Meir Shita. Which Rebbe Meir? The Rebbe Meir that says you could break open the box. Right? So even if you don't have the key, you can break open the box. The Rebbe Meir He, the Amar, Rebbe Meir Amar, Rebbe Meir holds in Maseches Beitza, Af Poches Hu Betchila Vinotel. Right, you're allowed to break it open and take, and that's not called a problem on Yontif. That was the Mishnah in the Bavli in Beitza on Lamed Aleph Mabes. Bayishu Male Peros Vinifchas. If you have a house that's full of fruit and the wall collapsed, are you allowed to go in? No tobacco of hachas. Yeah, you could take from there. Rabbi Meir Omer Af Poches Vilhadchila Vinotel. Rabbi Meir says you could break open if you have to get into the house to get to the fruit on Yontif. You're allowed to break open the house. The Gemara says there, Amai Vakasasar Allah, isn't that the Malach of Soser? You know, let it break something open on Yontif. That's Yontif talking there. Amar of Nechumi Barada, Amar Shmuel Ba'avira Delivni. There we're talking about a case where it's Soser Derabanan, because the house is not cemented. It's just a pile of bricks on top of each other. And therefore, when you break it, it's only Soser Derabanan. So that's what Remeir says is Motu there. So if you say that over there, so Lachara, that's what it means here too. It must be, we're talking about a case where, we're talking about an Isser Durabanan would be required to break open whatever, wherever the Erev is, and that's Rabbi Meir. So our Mishnah that allows the Erev, even though it's in a box that I lost the key to, is following Rabbi Meir Shita, that you can break it open. So the Gemara says, Klumar Rabbi Meir lo b'yantif, dilma b'shabbis? That whole brisa that I just read in Beitza is on my yantif. Okay, yantif, you always have more flexibility, it's ochal nefesh. Would he say that on Shabbos too? V'hacha b'Shabbos anan kaimin, right? Aren't we talking about Shabbos? Right? Aren't we talking about Shabbos? So how could you allow it? How could you allow it? So the Gemara there mentions that. Oh, we'll wait with that. Let's just wait for a second. But that is the so it's talking about Shabbos. How could you say that it should be Meir's shita? So let's just continue. So Amar Av Mari, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakovi. Okay, if it's not Meir, it's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov shita. Another try. Which Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov? There's Rebbe Yaakov that we had back in Maseches Shabbos. We tried to Rebbe Meir from Maseches Beitza. He's the author of our Mishnah. That didn't work, so we're going to go Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Maseches Shabbos. Did Tanina Taman? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov allows you to do Isurei Derabanan for a Shabbos need. Did Tanan Rebbe Taman Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Koshrin Lefnei Behema? I am allowed to tie I don't want an animal to leave an area, a pen. I'm allowed to tie. Tying here would be l'chora, a tie that would be undone within 24 hours. Because after Shabbos, you're going to put a whole board there. But you're allowed to tie l'fnei behema b'shrosh lo teitzei, so that the animal does not go out. Right? You're allowed to shlo teitzei. And then because it says, Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, u'mishum shlu asui likshar u'lahatir emezah mishum kshira. There's no Isser D'Araisa. So just like your Belazar Ben Yaakov says over there, to keep your animal in the pen, you're allowed to violate it, so to speak, in Isser D'Rabbanan of Kshira, She'ena Shel Kayama, so the animal doesn't go out. So the Gemara says, He Kshira, He Ne'ila. So the Kshira that's allowed would be the same type of, that's the Ne'ila, that's the Erev is enclosed in this box, it must be enclosed in a box that you would only have to do an Isser D'Rabbanan to undo. See the carbon Eda on top. Kihecha dematir Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov kshir b'Shabbos. Just like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov allows tying on Shabbos. Hachanami matir liftoach hachevel shelafnei pesach im avan hamafteach. If you lost the key, you'd be able to undo the chevel that achora also was only tied to be an iser derabanan. So therefore, undoing it will be an iser derabanan too. So therefore, we connect our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah says, if you lost the key to the box where your Erev is, it's mutter. It's still called your Erev in the same spot. Who is that like? Right? Why is that good? So we try to say it's Rabbi Meir from, you ought to break open the box. No, maybe he only says that on Yontif. Maybe it doesn't say that on Shabbos. Oh, number two, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allows you to, so to speak, you wouldn't call it an Isser, but to do Matir or Soser. We're comparing those two. In a case of Eino Shel Kayama, for a need that you have on Shabbos. So the Mishnah is following Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. This is what to say, but let's just finish up to the Mishnah. Hadad de Tamar b'migdal shel evan. And by the way, this is only talking about a migdal, a box of stone. That's where Rebbe Elazar and the Tanakam in our Mishnah have a machlokas. Aval. the Migdal Shel Eitz, but if it's a wooden box, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that your Erev is a good Erev. Why? Nasa Keshover Esachavis Lochamen Agogris. Quoting from the Mishnah Meseches Shabbos, that is, sometimes you could violate Mekalkel Litzorech Achila, or Litzorech a Shabbos need. That's the case of breaking open the barrel. Remember, they're breaking open the barrel in order to get to it on Shabbos, so even Rabbi Eliezer would agree to that. Rabbi Eliezer said, if you're talking about a serious box like stone, that's where it could be in the world of Daraisa. But Migdal Shel Eitz is an inferior type of box that the Erev is in, and therefore you'd be able to just break it open to get to your Erev if you want to eat it on Shabbos. And therefore, that's what it's referring to. Okay, so there's again, that last line, we spoke about it in Masechah Shabbos, that's a larger issue of opening up packages and ripping open anything to get to what you want to, you know, get to it for a Shabbos need. Mekalkel, which is Nisad Rabbanan, Litzorech Achila, Litzorech, sometimes consumption on Shabbos would be okay. Good. A couple of issues that came up. I just wanted to talk a little bit about kosher and kotzer. Right, kotzer came up earlier. I didn't mention it. We said that there's a difference between when the stick is attached with an achshash of ketzira and where the stick is just inserted in. There is an interesting halacha of kotzer, which we haven't mentioned in a while, and that is a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, I'm allowed to smell flowers on Shabbos. If I go out and there are some beautiful flowers in my garden, I'm allowed to smell the flowers on Shabbos. There's no issue. What's the issue to smell flowers? But if there's a nice smelling fruit in my backyard, I'm not allowed to smell it. Not allowed to smell it. Why? Because the ikar of flowers is to smell and to see. So there's no issue you're going to do anything. You're smelling it now. You're looking at it. Fine. There's no chash of anything. But a fruit, the ikar of a fruit is to eat it. And therefore, smelling a fruit, I might come to cut it. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to smell. Ahada shel mitzvah asur lahariach bo. Esrog shel mitzvah mutar lahariach bo. My time, ahadas larecha koi ki akse merecha akse. Esrog lachila koi ki akse meachil. Oh, that's talking about Don Sukkis. Next one. I'm a rabbi. Hadas b'mechubar mutar lahariach bo. Ahadas, that is mechubar, you're allowed to smell it. Esrog b'mechubar asur lahariach bo. But not an esrog. My time up. Hadas de la riach koi isharis le lo asilu migze. The whole thing is for smell. So even if I smell it, so nothing's going to happen. There's no worry about anything. Esrog de la achila koi isharis le asilu migze. But an esrog, which is for eating, if you allow someone to smell the nice smelling fruit that's still attached to the tree, asilu migze. This doesn't mean there's a whole question about doing birchas ilanos on Shabbos. So we pass him eker then his mutter. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva about it. Because there too, you don't need to, you know, for your purposes, right? You're making a bracha. It's just the blossoms also. It's not like the fruit is ripe. But that's what the Gemara says. If it's a ripe fruit and I want to smell it, so then I'm not allowed to smell. There is, though, an important line in Rashi here that the Achronim pick up on. But it's, so what did the Gemara say? For an Esro, which is meant to eat, if I allow him to smell it, he might come to cut it off. Rashi says, Kimorach lei minshi v'talish v'achale. If I'm able to smell the fruit that's attached, I might forget and detach it and eat it. Rashi, v'af im ochlo b'mechubar. Maybe I'll just take a bite out of it as it's still attached to the tree. Even if you're going to eat it b'mechubar, ein lecha toleish gadol mizeh. That's the greater form of tlisha. The greatest form of tlisha. You might come to take a bite out of it. And all the achronim ask, is that in the Siddharaisa? If there's an apple on a tree, and I bite into the apple, is that normal kotzer? Or is that going to be an iser derabanan? Because it was bishinui. And it was bishinui, so then we're going to make a gzera mishum that? Is that what Rashi's really worried about? I might forget. I might just take a bite out of the esrog when it's on the tree. Right? That's what Rashi is. So some say, oh, Rashi doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it. There's no greater tlisha, but it doesn't mean that that's going to be usher da'araisa. But that is the... That's Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin. Again, the Shulchan, that same simon that we were talking about before in Shin Lamed Vav. That same simon, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, and the Shulchan Aruch in discusses. Where's the Lashon? Okay, I'm not going to find that, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses this Isser also of cutting. Well, let me just look at this, and I find the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. This is Hadas ben Mechubar. Where is this? This is Yud. Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Here. Hadas ben Mechubar, Mutar L'Ariachbo. Ezog v'tapu av chodavar sharoi l'achilo, asa l'ariachbo, shema yakutz oso la'ochlo. you might cut it in order to eat it. In order to eat it, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chitim ha'nami yachol l'lashcho b'fiv b'na mechubar. What do you mean? But you might eat it straight. So are you worried about that? Ein l'chatzlish ha'gdol mizu v'lachay yesh limchos. This must have been popular because the Mishnah Berurah has to scream about it. Yesh limchos b'yad ha'toim. That there should be protests against those who make a mistake. V'holchem l'ginos b'shabbos v'yantif. That walk in the gardens on Shabbos and Yantif. V'kotfim peiros b'na mechubar v'ochlim. And they cut fruit from the trees. Milvat iser tlisha serum gamkin acher gach ba'achilo l'kol Shabbos. Besides the iser of cutting it, they can't eat it. It was a malacha done by a Jew on Shabbos. So, v'roi l'manos anoshim l'hashgiach al seh ad sheishtaka adavar. You should appoint guards, says the Mishnah Berurah, in order to make sure people aren't violating this. So it sounds like it was popular. Maybe he's quoting earlier from the Shari Tshuva, but that's the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Memtes. He just quotes that lashon. Okay, there's the egg lay. The question is if you bite out of the fruit on the tree, so is that nisa daraisa? It sounds like from Rashi it might be a daraisa. So the egg lay tal, the Sacha Chever says, shinui is only a shinui if you're dafka doing it because of a shinui. Right? If I'm doing something in an unusual way, and I know actively and consciously I'm doing it in an unusual way, so that could be called a shinui. But if this is normal, if I'm starving and I see the fruit and I take a chomp, that wouldn't be called a shinui for shinui purposes. That might be an unusual way of cutting it, but you're doing it normal because you just lost yourself. And therefore the Agli Tal says, Emlechas Kotzer, Ha'ochel be'mechub l'karka, Imasakein laso shinui, pater. Vim b'shul l'maher achilaso, daiti note shechayev. If you're just doing it because you're really hungry and you want to just take a bite, so then that would be chayev. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Niskal v'chus l'tchum, let's say I put my Erev, 2,000 amos out, and then there was a big wind, and the Eruv, the wind rolled my matzah. Or gal onisraf, or a big building fell on it that I'm not able to get it at Ben Ashbashas, or it was burned up. Onisraf, oh, truma v'nitbeis, or it was truma and it became tameh. If it all happened before Ben Ashbashas, my Eruv is gone. And it's no good, because remember, the key moment for an Eruv Tchum is Ben Ashmashas. Misha Chashecha Reza Erev. But if it happened after Ben Ashmashas, then my Erev is a good Erev. Im Safik, what if you're not sure? Im Safik, I'm not sure if it was destroyed or covered or burned up before or after Ben Ashmashas. Im Safik, Rebbe Rebuda Omen Areze Chamar Gamal. Rebbe Rebuda says, it's a donkey camel. That's the phrase used for, you're stuck Mishnei Atzadim. Why? Because a camel, I think which one is which. I think the camel you lead from ahead and the donkey you lead from behind. If not, I'm flipping them. But either way, what is the halach of chamar gamal? You have to be machmer in both ways. Meaning if you put your Erev 1,000 amos to the east of your city, then you have to be machmer. Maybe that's your Erev. Or you have to be machmer. Maybe it's not your Erev. And you can only go in places where it's in between. It's in between that's good kosher for both Erevs. Right? That's the only place you're allowed to go, like a chamar gamal, as if you have two animals, one pulling you and one, you know, pulling you one direction, one pulling you in the other direction, so you're stuck. You have to be in the middle. That's the lashon of chamar gamal. That basically means l'chumra. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon omrim, safek ha'erev kasher. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon say, safek ha'erev is kasher. We'll have to see why. Amar Reb Yossi, hayed av tulis, misham chamisha zakedim, shesafek ha'erev kasher. Right, there was a edus given. Rabbi Yossi quotes that safek ha'erev is kasher. So if it rolled out, says the Gemara, lo amru, when do we say that there's a shita out there that would hold Suffolk Erev as kasher? When would we say that? Elevinitmes, if it became tameh, meaning let's say in the truma vinitmes case. If you know it was tahar truma, and it became tameh, you don't remember when it became tameh, that's where there are some tanam that say Suffolk is kasher. Suffik nitveis bibodyom, suffik nitveis bishachashecha. You just don't know when it became tamei. Avalam haisa suffik, Torah suffik tameya. But if you don't even know if it was Torah in the first place, you put your Erev there and now you find out maybe it was tamei always, meaning it never had a cheskas tara, and in a word, ein ma'arvim, but then it's no good. Meaning even the shitas that are mekel, that's a suffik, Erev is kasher, that's only if there was a cheskas tara to start. But if there's no cheskas tara, right, you know it was Tahar, and you're not sure when it became Tameh. But if you don't know if it was Tahar in the first place, so then we say, Ein Ma'arvin Ba, you cannot use that. That's what the Gemara says, limiting the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Acher Chazakas Hilchu. Right, this issue is about chazakis, as we will see. Let's at least start. After chazakis, the whole issue of hopping, let's just do a little bit. Mesivin, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, who are machmir, right? They said, chamar gamal, they said to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, ilu nechali vod yom, shemino asur, how could you say suffix is kosher? Right, if it was ne'achal before Ben Hashmashas, it's no good. So how can you take the chance? So what do they answer? La'olam hu be'atera chivada lo shu aser. You're right, it's not sure, but I go by the chazaka. There was a cheskas that it was there before Shabbos. I assume it was good until otherwise proven problematic. And therefore, if you're not sure when, push it later. And you have the same exact conversation the opposite way. Mesivin Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Ilu nechal mishach ha-sheikha, shemei no mutter. How could you say chamar gamal? Maybe it was here at the right time during Ben Hashmashas, and therefore it's all good. So they answer, no. La'olam hu be'isuro. Achi yivad lo shu mutter. He is be'isur. What does that mean, he? The person doesn't have any cheskas shvisa there. So unless I know for sure he has a cheskas shvisa, I'm going to be machmir. I mean, the question is, do you focus on the chazaka of the item, or do you focus on the chazaka of the person? The item might have had a chazaka of tahar, or being there, but the person didn't have a chazaka of having the shvisa. So that's always the question in chazaka, is how do you formulate it, and how you formulate it can make a big difference in terms of what the halacha would be. We'll have to stop here, but the Shem will start tomorrow with some issues of chazaka. Chazaka is a big topic.